2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yes, hello, Sydney. Andrew Hansen's here. Charles Firth is here. My name is Dom Knight, and my husky voice brought to you by the back burning that's happening across the city that's triggered my asthma. On the show today, Andrew Hansen looks at hotel loyalty schemes, and exciting news, there have actually been trams spotted moving on the Sydney Light Rail line. We can't board them yet,
Wow. But
apparently they're actually moving along the line.
Oh, my goodness.
This is too much. Too much. Nobody told us there'd be trams put on this thing.
I thought it
was just like concrete blocks and ash and dust.
And closed shops.
But the big news is it's less than 9 hours to go until the end of Click Frenzy.
Click Frenzy, Charles. I'm so excited about this. It's always the best time to buy something when you're in a frenzy.
Yeah.
Sensible time.
That's right. Well, it's the online shopping thing, and it seems every retailer in the country is throwing in all the stuff that they can't get rid of by any other means. And are you excited about this, Andrew? Are you excited?
I'm so excited to get my hands on all that stuff that they desperately want to get rid of so badly that they're offering massive discounts. I can't wait to get that stuff.
I mean, I went through the website. I don't need any of the things that are on sale, but I'm still really, really excited. I mean, check out the bargains.
The Click Frenzy is on now, and there's only 8 hours left to buy something, so you'd better not think too much about it, and hurry!
Just buy it!
Electric air fryer you'll use once and then leave in your cupboard for the next 5 years, 60% off!
Buy it!
Out-of-date iPods and our entire range of Sony Walkmans, slash!
Just buy it!
Want a blouse that doesn't fit you? All the most unpopular sizes of Suzanne Vetro's least popular blouse lines, now an extra 20% off!
Buy it!
Who's Suzanne Vetro?
I don't know either, but buy it! Headlight lamps for cars you don't own, 25% off!
Buy it!
Plus a spiralizer that cuts zucchini into slices that look a little bit like spaghetti but taste bitter and soggy. A massive 70% off.
Buy it! Just buy it! Buy it!
Click Frenzy! Just buy it!
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
And we're just talking about Click Frenzy.
Oh.
And we're thinking, like, that's the sort of modern day version of Demtel. Do you remember those Demtel ads?
Who could forget Tim Shaw? Yeah. His extraordinary polish as a TV presenter.
What was it? 282-0200. Call now. Remember that?
Call now. It's so good.
But we're just chatting about it. Did anyone ever buy anything from Demtel? Did you ever buy anything from Demtel?
I would have bought Tim Shaw, but nothing.
Because I remember, like, there was plenty of times where I was drunk enough to buy something from Demtel, but I'm not sure. I don't think I ever did. Did you ever do it, Andrew?
Well, no. I mean, this could be the reason why I don't think Demtel exists anymore. Maybe nobody ever bought anything from Demtel. Is this the problem?
1-3-3-5-3. Did you ever buy anything from Demtel?
Yeah, look, my abs, I think, have suffered ever since. I didn't buy an ab roller.
Oh, that's the mistake.
The abtastic, the ab cruncher.
Otherwise, you'd be really fit and handsome.
I would be. Yeah. Like Tim Shaw. I'm sure that in Sydney, there's a whole bunch of people with this sort of stuff rotting in their cupboards. 1-3-3-5-3.
I don't think there's going to be anyone.
You reckon no one bought from Demtel?
I reckon nobody. I think I think Andrew's identified it. No one bought from Demtel the whole time. They had 10 years of ads.
Yeah, look, an extra point if you bought the knife that could cut through shoes. Yeah. That was pretty impressive. It was always weird exercise gear that I always remember.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I was just looking at an interview with Tim Shaw here, and apparently the knives, they sold over 1 million knives.
That's extraordinary. Yeah, Tim Shaw of Demtel, he was the face of this whole thing. Mm. He was so credible. He should be the Prime Minister now, really.
The other thing I found out is that the reason why Tim Shaw was the face of it was because the first guy went to jail for tax fraud.
There you go. Wouldn't happen on Tim Shaw's watch. Oh, if he'd had one of those knives, he could have cut his way out through the bars.
Yeah.
Let's go to Andrew in Narellan. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What did you buy off the TV, mate?
Mate, I brought the knives, and the one that cut through the shoe, probably pre-kids, about 13 years ago, I'd say, something like that.
Did it work as well as that?
Mate, I still, to this day, have not sharpened them, and I use them regularly.
Seriously?
Wow.
Yeah, they actually, yeah.
And do you,
they're pretty good.
Do you use them to cut many shoes?
Oh, no, mate, never a shoe. The odd Ugg boot.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Somebody should go to the UGG store and just cut all those things up. That's fantastic. I'm so surprised they're still working. I wish I'd bought them now.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I tried to find another set, and the company that actually made the knives, I don't think they even exist anymore.
Oh, it's a sad tale. I mean, the world is a worse place, isn't it, after with these Demtel knives gone from it?
Too many cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, but the shoes are safe.
All right, thank you very much. That's awesome, Andrew. We'll go to James in Sydney. Hey, James, what did you buy off the TV, sir?
I got a clapping switch.
What on earth's a clapping switch?
So you plug it into your, PowerPoint, and you clap your hands, and the switch goes on or off. It's fantastic. You just, we saw it late night on TV. You plug it in your lamp, and you don't have to get out of bed. It's mainly old folks that seem to use it, but it was great.
That is incredibly useful.
So it's not like just a clapping light, because I've seen people turn the light on and off by clapping. Right? This you can turn off anything, right? A hairdryer or a vibrator or something, anything that's plugged in. Is that correct?
Anything plugged in can be turned off in the clapping switch.
Wow. You just wouldn't want a mosquito to fly by, though, and have a chainsaw plugged in there, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just imagining if you're getting busy and you've got, you sort of squeaky bedhead and the lights are just going on and off and on and off. Why has Demtel gone broke? I would have thought everyone would want one of those things.
Yeah, it's
it was fantastic. I actually met the great man back in Canberra a few years, many, many years ago, Tim Shaw. He had chicks all over it.
That's ring now.
The ladies.
he was like big star at the pub. Everyone wanted to go meet the guy. Like he was actually a really nice guy. This was when I was back at uni, and he was just out at one of the pubs in Canberra, and he was a lovely guy. I think buying folks beers, he was just a genuine nice guy. Very, very a lot of charisma on the guy.
There you go, probably just entertaining crowds by cutting through his shoes and schooners and the bar.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, James.
Yeah, I joined one of those hotel loyalty schemes, guys. I don't know if I'm doing that well. I don't seem to have earned all that many free nights at this. You check into the hotel and they just sign you up automatically now. You don't even have to ask for it, You just check in and then you suddenly find, I'm in the loyalty program and I've been awarded 7,804 points. And those points can't be used for anything.
And do you find yourself more loyal to the hotel as
well? I am, because I'm forcibly on their email list and I have no choice. So in the way that a prisoner is loyal to the guard, yes, I'm very loyal to this hotel chain. But anyway, one of them has released this fantastic ad campaign. It's very convincing. Have a listen.
At Loyalty Hotels, join our loyalty program and have your loyalty rewarded.
Sounds good.
Provided you live in a hotel at least 362 nights a year.
Oh.
With every stay, you'll earn a misleadingly large number of points.
Wow, after just 4 straight years in a standard twin, I have a trillion points. That's enough for an upgrade to my pillow. God, I miss my family.
Offer does not include duck pillows, goose pillows or synthetic pillows.
Any questions? Simply consult our daily barrage of promotional emails.
Gee, 7 nights for the price of 6 in West Wyalong. Lucky I subscribed.
Loyalty Hotels. Use your points now because they expire every 5 minutes.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
I love travel. I just love getting around. And I don't get to do it very much because I've got a 1-year-old now. But I love reading magazines. Those fancy magazines with the really cool, awesome hotels around the world that you never actually get to go to in real life. So in honor of that, I've put together a list of hotels, like fancy hotels around the world, and I want you to guess whether they are real hotels or ones that I've just made up.
Hotel or no-tel?
Yes, we've got 6 hotels here, Charles. Now, I want to know if you think this is real, a hotel, or just something I made up, a no-tel. Charles, what do you think about a hotel suspended from a crane? A little box suspended from a crane. Can you stay in that?
I would like that. I think that would be a very fun thing to do. I'm going to say it's a hotel.
It is a hotel. It's the Dromen aan Zee Hotel in the Netherlands. You sleep 20 metres above the ground in an actual box suspended by a crane. You can even control the crane.
And the really fun thing would be to order room service and watch them have to scramble down the cable.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your box sort of outside a drive-thru of a McDonald's and just get the stuff and then go up again? That is a real hotel. Next hotel, though, Andrew Hansen.
Yeah.
Can you stay in a mine deep underground?
Well, I'm sure you could if you were employed as a miner, but is it a hotel? I'm going to say yes. That sounds like a hotel to me.
It is. Look, great opportunity for Adani coming up. At the Sala Silver Mine Hotel, 150 metres underground, mobiles don't work there. You've got actually walkie-talkie the front desk, but it's very quiet and probably a bit scary.
Wow. Do you get to, do they give you a canary so that you know when the hell to get out?
They probably should. All right, next one, Charles. A hotel that is made, and everything in it is made basically completely out of sugar. Is that a hotel or a no-tell?
Oh, I'm going to say that's a no-tell.
You got it right. It is indeed a no-tell. But
Great idea.
In Bolivia's Palacio de Sal Hotel, it's in the middle of a massive salt flat. Everything is made out of salt. The walls, the ceilings, the bed, the armchairs, it's just all salt. Probably leaves you very, very thirsty.
Yeah, man. Imagine, I bet you they charge a lot for the bottled water too.
I bet they do. Okay, Andrew, can you go and stay in a prison? Is that a thing? Like behind bars, locked up in a prison?
Well, I've always wanted to go. I know that Japan has this restaurant chain where you sit in prison cells and get served, I think, by jail wardens as an eating experience.
I've been
which
to
I've always
it's really
fun.
To
oh, yeah, you've been to the
it's
prison
called the lockup.
The lockup, yeah.
But what about
I'm
overnight,
dreaming of going to,
locked up right. in a hotel.
But I think turning that into a hotel would be the next step, wouldn't it? That sounds amazing. I'm hoping that is a hotel.
It is a real hotel. You've got them all right so
Yay.
Far. It's the Karosta prison in Latvia. It's a hotel you can go and stay in. It was built for the Tsar's enemies, and it looks incredibly uncomfortable and quite scary, and apparently it's haunted.
And do you have to murder somebody to get in?
It's not a prison, Charles. It's a hotel. It used to be a prison.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Sorry.
Finally, Charles, for you, can you stay in a decommissioned nuclear reactor? Is that a hotel or a no-tell?
You'd sort of say that. Probably is in Russia. But I'm going to say no. I don't think that's it.
You got them
no-tell.
All right. It is a no-tell.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a hotel built in a nuclear bunker in Switzerland that was deliberately bad, and they called it No Stars. I think all these hotels get no stars, really. Surprising news. They started building the light rail in 2015, and a mere 4 years later, they've done the first test run overnight. It went from Surry Hills to Central Station. What I like about that is that it's down a steep hill, so that if it didn't work, it would still keep moving.
Now, just, Dom, run me through this, because Surry Hills, like, Central Station is in Surry Hills.
But... Yes, it's at one end of Surry Hills. Basically, they ran the tram down Devonshire Street and through the tunnel, I think. So it was what I love about this is it was under police escort.
Right.
In case, I don't know, maybe the cops wanted to go on the tram or maybe to stop people from climbing a ride. I don't know what the deal was.
Maybe it was just that they realised the police needed a nice brisk walk and that, you know, going ahead of the tram would be nice and quick.
Look, maybe they got the horses going, who knows. But look, it sounds as though this tram thing's actually going to happen. So we've got to get ready for a new tram line. And look, who better to prepare us for life with more trams in Sydney than our extremely hip Melbourne correspondent, Mr. Woodson Wheatley. And Woodson, hello.
Yeah, hi there. I was expecting to get my play-in music, but I think our producer didn't remember to put the card in.
Yeah, I think you say Melbourne has coffee. Is that what you say?
Well, normally I do, but never mind. Let's just kick on. Hey, dudes, how are you? I'm so lit that Sydney's finally getting aboard the tram train. Yeah, I mean the train tram. You know, whatever. You now have trams is my point. It's
yeah, great. We do. And we're actually very excited, Woodson. And trams are very important in Melbourne, aren't they?
Oh, God, yes, Charles. Yeah, they're almost as important as using the correct moustache comb. Yeah, look, we even have this moving tram restaurant down here because, you know, the one thing fine dining lacks is the crowdedness and BO of public transport.
Oh, look, that it does sound very advanced and as livable as I would expect from Melbourne. What's good about having trams in a city, Woodson?
Trams are great, Tommy. They're great. Not so much if you're on the tram. They're actually quite terrible. But they are great for pedestrians. Like, if you're walking alongside a tram, the tram makes you feel really fit because it goes half as fast as you do.
But really, Woodson, you know, aren't trams pretty much the same as buses?
Well, not really, Charles. You know, the problem with a bus, right, man, is that it stops on the footpath and you get out on the footpath. But with a tram, you step straight out into the road. So you often get a speedy lift to work when a passing car smashes into you and carries you along screaming on its bonnet. It's so convenient.
It does actually sound pretty good.
Oh, yeah, look, finally, Woodson, do you see any big differences between our new trams in Sydney and the ones that everyone knows from Melbourne?
Oh, God, yes. Your trams will have something worth looking at out the window.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Thrill to the majesty of the Western Sydney Opera House with spectacular stagings of the finest operas specially adapted for Western Sydney.
Oh, mate, this crazy opera shit is going off!
Our subscription season launches with Verdi's Aida, but with its famous elephants replaced by Holden Commodores doing donuts.
Hey there, Adonis, check out my press tam on the window.
If you like The Barber of Seville, you'll love our Western Sydney version, The Barber of Sevillawood.
Hey, Figaro, did you manage to score that meth?
No, Vassilo, I'm stuck in the detention centre.
And finally, the masterpiece that is Handel's Messiah, reimagined by a cast of bikies as Handlebar Moustache Messiah.
Handlebar, 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 Handlebar Moustache.
The Western Sydney Opera House. It's not La Boheme, it's La Bogen.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Yes, I know it's Click Frenzy Day and everything's about online shopping, but in Michigan, a bunch of shoppers held a candlelit vigil for a closed supermarket. About 100 people got together and lit candles because they were so sad that their supermarket had closed. Do you think that's a good idea?
Had it just closed for the day? Because I think that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, it's a bit of overkill.
No,
yeah.
Closed for good.
Closed for good. I think it's a good way of paying the proper respect. I hope they used the hashtag pray for the supermarket. I mean, I think we should have done this, really, when Esprit closed their shops. Yeah. You know, there should have been appropriate candlelight vigils held nationwide.
There should have been a state funeral for Esprit.
Yeah, absolutely, Charles. I mean,
we didn't give it deserves.
Enough respect at all. And quite a few best and lessers have closed, and they too, I think, deserve a big state event, or you know, something at Westminster Abbey would be appropriate, I think, for best and less stores.
They ended up with less in the end, didn't they?
Well, I love a best and less. Great pyjamas, really good pyjamas, and there are still some shops open. I encourage you to visit.
There you go. And look, just very briefly, in about 30 seconds, a Spanish couple have discovered 80,000 bees in their bedroom wall. We may have to talk about this tomorrow, but quick reaction.
Is that where all the world's bees have gone? Bloody hell, these Spanish people have been hogging them in their wall.
We found them, finally.
We found them. Put them back to work in the flowers.
There was a low humming sound in their apartment for 2 years, and they eventually checked it out.
That's what it was,
80,000 bees.
I love how much she must have been like, I told you to look at that humming sound.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.